Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world? I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm
you,
ready
you got your seatbelt buckled today,
yeah,
don't you?
That's right.
Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And, you know, we're both excited today.
Yeah.
And you know, I could just name, I could name a few things. I could name click and clack. I could name fresh air.
Yes.
I could name morning edition.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on and on.
Yeah.
So I've probably given you a clue.
Well, you've dragged in a local legend, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I definitely have.
I don't know how you manage that.
You know, it's funny what will happen if you call up the phone and ask, you know?
There you go.
Kermit Poling is our life strategist today. And, you know, there's been a lot in the news lately. Mm-hmm. About public broadcasting in
yeah.
general.
Right.
We have a jewel here in the Arklatex area. It's called Red River Radio.
No doubt.
And Kermit Poling, among the many other things that he does, we'll get into some of that thing. But he is the general manager and the force behind Red River Radio. He's got an incredible staff there. I don't know how they do as much as they do with as few people as they do it.
It's incredible.
But maybe Kermit will give us a little bit
maybe
of...
Maybe he'll share the magic he's got going on.
Maybe so. We'll see. Anyway, Kermit is our life strategist today, so we're going to learn about Red River Radio. We will probably learn some more about his musical background. Mm-hmm. You and I were, we were both just blown away by the
symphony
Angels
the
Gathered.
Five, yeah.
Oh, God, yes. We'll talk about that and more. We've got a lot. We're going to work. Kermit doesn't know this, but we're going to work him very hard today. And, you may have to pay him double what you've promised.
All right. I'll break it out for Kermit.
Yeah. Folks,
I think it's worth it.
Thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen. Home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment with Kermit Poling, our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living. Radio.
And welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now an inspiring and passionate voice in American music. He is a musician whose talents encompass conducting and composition, along with years of virtuoso violin performances. Forum magazine named him one of the top 10 people to watch. And after 39 seasons as the Shreveport Symphony's associate conductor, 27 years as concert masters, and his many seasons as music director of the South Arkansas Symphony and the Marshall Symphony Orchestra and the Shreveport Metropolitan Ballet, few audiences in the Arklatex are unaware of this man's many, many talents. As a conductor, Maestro Poling performs extensively throughout the world. I mentioned the incredible The Angels Gathered. I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, the packed house of Holy Trinity Catholic Church. And then, if that wasn't enough, EWTN picks it up and broadcasts it. And Kermit, I know that you have lots more besides The Angels Gathered, but we only have an hour, so welcome into Strategies.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate that, and I'm very glad that you enjoy that piece. That piece means the world to me. It really does.
Well, you could tell. I mean, it comes through loud and clear.
Yes.
Well, I had some good inspiration on that. Of course, the story of the five priests is in the story. I mean, it's the history,
it's
and
incredible.
Of course, they're all up for sainthood.
They're on the way.
You all know Dr. Cheryl White.
And, oh, sure.
She told me that that's one of the things that they're working on to finish up this summer. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully the following summer, we take that piece to France.
Wow.
Which would make a lot of sense.
Man.
Bring it home.
Exactly. So, you know, we're going to have you back and talk about all of the musical stuff you do. But today, in the news right now, and the reason that I picked up the phone and asked you to come join us, because we're hearing more and more about the potential cuts. Mm-hmm. And some of, I don't know if they're all potential. I mean, some
everything's
of them,
potential at this yeah, point.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. But the cuts to public broadcasting. And, you know, it's one thing for us to sit and listen to the news, Kermit, and say, oh, well, that doesn't affect us. I mean, that affects Cincinnati. That affects Minneapolis. It doesn't affect us. But when it gets close to home, that's the reason I picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, through the years, public radio, and particularly Red River Radio, mm-hmm. has been a very, very important part of my listening pleasure.
Well, thank you.
Mine as well.
Yeah. And the music, of course, but also the wonderful shows. I love Fresh Air. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I looked forward to Saturday evenings, to the Prairie Home Companion. So, to think that could be in jeopardy, makes me gives me pause, and so I wanted may as well go to the one of the guys in the in the hot seat and at Red River
Definitely
Radio
feels like that sometimes for sure
and at Red River Radio that would be you. Now, Red River Radio is not just KDAQ in Shreveport, right?
Correct. We have five stations. So you have the Shreveport station, you have a Alexandria, Louisiana station, we have one in Lufkin, Texas, we have one in Tyler, Texas, we have one in El Dorado, Arkansas, and those are all basically the same program. Those are repeaters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what you hear on KDAQ, you hear on those other stations. We also have KSCL, which is totally unlike the rest of the stations because it's alternative rock.
That KSCL, that's the Centenary Radio Station. Yeah, back in the 80s, I was an adjunct faculty member. I think I did it for three semesters got involved a little bit with the campus radio station. But you gave me some news I did not know.
It's relatively new, but for a little over a year now, we've been broadcasting alternative rock, which is essentially what a student station would primarily
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Right? Sure.
Centenary, at the time that we were talking about it, they were having trouble getting students that would be interested in doing it.
Right.
And that's maybe understandable in this day and age.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to tell. One of the promises we made, and Centenary donated the station to Red River Radio, which means to LSUS.
Sure.
We're a department of the university.
Right.
With the promise that we would, as much as possible, pay homage to the KSCL history. And they are acknowledged every hour at the top of the hour as part of the normal ID. and that the opportunities would still be there for students if they're interested
right.
to come over and work on it.
Right.
Currently, we don't have centenary students.
But they're welcome.
But they are welcome.
Yep.
We have a centenary graduate who's actually helping us with our archives, and he hasn't yet wanted to take the step of being on KSCL, but we do have some wonderful student workers that are at LSUS, one of which is assists our news director. And she's a terrific reporter, and she's very much interested in moving on with all of that. And so she actually produces stories for KSCL, as well as for the main network.
Fantastic. So when someone makes a contribution to Red River Radio, they are supporting a tremendous amount of entertainment in the local area.
And
they
education, are. Right?
And education. Well, you know, and maybe this is a little primer on public broadcasting.
Please.
But we're part of the spectrum that's called NCE, non-commercial educational. And the educational aspect of things is very important. There are many public stations that are associated with schools or universities throughout the country.
Right.
You know, we are. We're like I said, a department of LSUS. The idea for the station originally came from the Chamber of Commerce here. And together with some leaders in the community, now this is 1984, and at the time, this part of the country was the largest desert, if you were, that had no public radio whatsoever.
Right.
And now, if you add all of those stations together in terms of geographic area, we're the second largest in the country. Now, that's a lot of rural area, so it's not the largest in terms of population, but in terms of space, we've got it covered. But it was a brilliant, I mean, the chamber wanted it because they wanted to promote the community, promote
Absolutely.
The town, you know, they're trying to bring businesses into town. And this was something that businesses were wanting. They wanted those access to some of the programs that you had named at the beginning of the show. And they still are important. Now, things have kind of changed over time. And yes, we have that international and national connection to network programming.
Right.
Some of it is NPR. Some of it is through American Public Media. Some are independent producers, which there are many. But then as a station ourselves with our small staff, I mean, I've got seven full-time employees there. We produce 23 local programs.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
With seven people.
Incredible. Seven people who are all ready to, I don't know, probably hit me over the head at any one particular point, but they are dedicated people. You don't get into public broadcasting with the goal of becoming rich or making a lot of money. You do it mostly out of dedication, and
Absolutely.
Obviously they all have to be paid. But it's, you know, it's a different world, and we don't have, we have underwriters, what we call our sponsors, that type of things. But we don't have corporate owners. Our purpose isn't to make a profit for the corporate owner, for the entity owning the station.
You just want to break even.
Ideally, we want to break even.
You just want to break even.
Sometimes we don't quite make it.
Or get as close to that as possible.
As close as possible. The point is interconnection and providing things that may or may not be economically viable for another station to do that, and also to cover those areas where it really isn't economically viable for commercial stations to take place. And we have a number of them throughout our listening area.
Right.
I think of especially people down by Toledo Bend and all of that, and it's they don't really get access to more conventional commercial stations or television stations for
Absolutely.
That much. We have a lot of people who, despite everybody thinks that, oh, everybody can get the internet and all of that,
right.
we hear from these people and say, well, we don't have the internet there, or people that say they can't afford it. We even have people who are in, and I didn't think about this until recently because someone made the comment, who are in nursing facilities.
Yes.
That, and you think, oh, they would have everything. Well, no, not necessarily. Hmm. It depends on them and their room and their current situation.
Right.
And so they listen to us as a lifeline. For some of it for cultural information, some of it, yes, for the news. And sometimes
a lifeline and perhaps a healing line.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would agree with that because that's so much of what the cultural aspect of what we do is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why I'm a musician. You know, that's that whole part of what makes life special, worth living.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old William Churchill phrase that during World War II and when people in the parliament were calling for cuts to their arts and culture at the time while they were fighting a horrible war, his comment was, well, then what the heck are we fighting for?
You gotta love Churchill.
You do. And that's an anecdotal thing. And I don't even actually know whether it's true, but it's a great line. And it really reflects on, and this is, of course, what you do with your show, you know, focusing on things that really matter, that makes us
and connect
great
us.
People.
Connect us.
Yeah. Exactly.
And make us think, that stretch our minds and help us to grow. And that's what Red River Radio does.
Well,
I hope we do it here. Thank you for the compliment. But, you know, there's no question that that's what you guys do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we do it, and this is where, you know, the funding questions come in, is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting provides funding primarily to stations like us. There are about 1,500 stations across the country. In our case, if the CPB goes away, all right, it's 15% of our budget, not our whole budget, but that's still $160,000 a year.
Do you see any way that you could, if that went away, could you make that up?
It'd be very difficult to do because, you know, already, you know, like any other nonprofit organization, we're trying to raise as much money as
we
can.
Right.
What concerns me is the possibility of losing the quality of service that we provide. And that to all of us is the most important thing. Yeah. We don't want that to go away. We produce 23 shows right now. It's hard to predict what's going to happen with all of that, but it is a matter of concern.
We are we're visiting with Kermit Poling, the general manager of Red River Radio. We're talking about we've all heard the news, read the news, and we're talking about it today here on Strategies. It's something that we all need to be concerned about. We'll talk to Kermit about what you and I can do. When we come back, as we continue here on Strategies for Living with life strategist Kermit Poling today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Lift
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and our life strategist today, Kermit Poling, General Manager of Red River Radio. And I gotta share a story with us, Kermit, because you and I were talking and we were reminiscing back through the years, even though we had not had the opportunity to meet as we have here recently, but some of our history paralleled.
Sure.
And you were talking about when you first came into town.
Oh, yeah.
And you began to listen to KTAQ, and you noticed, I'll let you tell the story.
Sure. Well, I moved to Shreveport for the Shreveport Symphony.
Right.
And I was I won positions both as assistant conductor at the time, slightly different title, but basically the same thing, and concertmaster of the orchestra.
Right.
And so moved to Shreveport, and I will say I've been here now a long time,
right,
40 years, and
we're gonna keep you. You
well,
know.
I mean, yeah. I fell in love
as
with
long
the community.
As you'll let us.
Yeah.
I've lived here. I mean, more than 2/3 of my life is here. So
right.
It's got nothing to do with Cleveland, you know, where I was born. But I lived at that point in an apartment complex that was adjoining the LSUS campus.
Right.
And I knew that the studios, well, it was obvious where their microwave tower was.
Right.
When they used to use such things. Mm-hmm. And the tin buildings, we called them, that were underneath the tower.
I remember them well as an LSU student.
All right. It was the old snack shop before it became
That was a very important place for me
obviously.
Back then.
For everybody.
I was an evening student, so that coffee in that shack was very important.
Yeah, well, they're still there. I think they're going to do something new with them, if I'm understanding correctly. I hope so. I guess that depends on a lot of things. But in any case, I listened, of course, to the station.
Of course.
And they kept playing the same darn pieces over and over and over again. I was mostly interested in the classical music, being primarily a classical musician. And they had, in particular, a recording of Carmina Burana, which is, I think everybody knows it. Everybody knows O Fortuna. It's in a lot of films and everything else. That
right.
If you don't know it by name, it doesn't matter. You know the piece. But they were playing it every day, again and again. And as much as I love it and I've loved conducting it, it gets to be a little bit much to keep hearing it over and over. So I basically went over to complain. I walked across campus, walk in there, and I said something. It's like, why do you keep playing the same music over and over? And their program director at the time pulls me over to where their record collection, if you could call it that, was. It had about 25 albums in it. And that was it. That was their entire classical music collection. And I felt so bad that I had done that. And of course, the first thing I did was donate a bunch of stuff out of my collection, because I had a pretty good collection even back then.
Yeah.
And, you know, LPs, everybody remembers those, hopefully.
Yeah.
But, and then I got involved as a volunteer. And that was kind of the start of it. And it turned out for things like their pledge drives that I was at least as good, if not better, going on the air and doing that. I mean, I didn't know I had,
you didn't
had
know
that
you,
in me.
Yeah, sure.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
And so it got to the point where I was spending more time on the air and during pledge drives than some of their own staff. But it was okay.
I love it.
I loved it. I loved volunteering. And eventually I got more involved with the station. And when my son was born in 95, I pulled away from it for a while. I did continue to produce the Regional Symphony Series.
Right.
Which is an important part of what we have done. All along, the Shreveport Symphony's entire recorded archive is essentially at the radio station.
That's wonderful.
Behind a wall, we're trying to get all of that digitized, which is a more complex process than anyone would think at this point. But in any case, the symphony sounded great. The broadcasts were sounding great. I wanted to keep those going on, and I still produce them. It's not just the Shreveport Symphony anymore. Back then, the orchestra was full time, so I could do a 35-week season with just the Shreveport Symphony. Now it combines the other orchestras that you mentioned that I'm involved with, plus Repeat Symphony Alexandria, some other orchestras, East Texas Symphony. They're all part of that series. But I felt it was really important. And then when the opportunity came available 20 years ago, I was asked if I would take over as general manager there, which I thought, okay, I'll do this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And here I am 20 years later,
because
there's always something more that needs to happen, more that needs to be done. And you know, when you're hooked and you know you believe in something, you
you ever think back to that first walk across campus and say, you know,
yes. Why did I do this?
Why did I get myself into?
Be careful, because you may end up to be put in charge.
Well, another story I like to tell. So after I was hired as GM, I was sitting in my office, and KDAQ went off the air. And as it turned out, that transmitter, which at that point was old, right? It was a 20-year-old transmitter.
Right.
You know, the stations around here, this is something that the South has that they don't have up north, by the way. We can be 100,000 watt stations. You go up north, there are no 100,000 watt stations. It's too cluttered.
Right.
Right. But, you know, big old transmitters, and it basically imploded on it.
They're monsters.
They are. Yeah. And I had to figure out a way to get a new transmitter for Shreveport, and found that the CPB that we talk about, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, had a series of grants that were approved for the station that had not been followed up on to replace all of the transmitters with the new digital technology.
Wow.
Of course, that's how we became the first digital broadcaster, ultimately. And I looked at them, and they were expired, and I called Washington, and I said, look, I said, I've got a, you know, I said, if I find a way to replace all these transmitters, would you restore these grants? And it took a couple of weeks, but then they did. And thank heavens for that. I mean, that was such a blessing, because they covered 2/3 of the cost of doing that. But again, part of that is that interconnection thing. They wanted everybody to have access to digital broadcasting and all of that. It was, you know, I think most commercial outlets were kind of on the fence, like going, well, I don't know what this is. Are we going to get an audience for it? Which is logical. I mean, that's what you'd want to do.
Right.
But they had, you know, government had approved the technology. They wanted to make sure that stations had access to it. So it worked in our favor. And so we are. And of course, it's 20 years later. And guess what? It's time to replace.
Time to replace. Yeah.
We did it for KDAQ. KDAQ does have a new transmitter.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
So,
well, yeah. What do we need to do? What do people who are listening to us right now, who
locally
may
and,
join us?
Yeah, yes. Locally and through podcast nationally.
Yeah. What do we need to do to respond to the, you know, the possibility that public broadcasting may not continue as we know it, at least?
Well, I would say that if you are someone who enjoys public broadcasting, if you enjoy public radio, if you enjoy Red River Radio, that, you know, you can respond. See, we can't advocate for federal money, because we receive that federal money indirectly through the CPB, but I mean, that's what the intent is. But people who appreciate having access to the symphony broadcasts, or the jazz, or the blues, the classical music, people who appreciate having programs like From the Top, which is all about young people who are very successful classical musicians, who have incredible careers, some of which are from Shreveport. Mm-hmm. I mean, John Henry Crawford just performed at the Summer Music Festival. He was on that show a couple of times. I mean, these are all the things that I think are important. If you appreciate having that and the connection, I mean, yes, we're an NPR station. We're also an APM station and all of that. If you appreciate that, then you can contact, you know, whoever your representative is, your senator, and let them know that this is something that you feel is important. Mm-hmm. It's too easy to generalize and get it all lumped together. And I think people just don't realize that the bulk of that money comes to stations.
Right. Yes. Right.
So it's, you know, $160,000 out of my budget is a lot of money. And I don't know exactly what the solution would be, because
would be,
it happened.
Right.
Fortunately, it hasn't happened yet, but you have two things that are happening. When you have the appropriations being decided for future fiscal years, like 27, 28, and all of that.
Right.
The CPB is funded on a 2-year advance appropriation. Frankly, if nothing happens at this point, it is already funded through the fall of 2027.
Okay.
Because of that 2 years advance appropriation. Why did Congress set that up that way? They set it up that way to avoid it becoming any kind of a political, you know, football. They
football,
didn't want to have
right.
that discussion every
right.
single year.
Right.
Now, the fact that there is a rescission request, that's what the Senate is looking at now. The House already approved the rescission request, but, you know, the discussions with the senator where all these things get negotiated and all of that, who can predict? But the thing is that rescission could take money away. That's already been appropriated through that 2027. So that's where all of that's looking.
So that impact then could be almost immediate if that were to take place.
Yeah, which is something that's on the back of my mind. Hopefully that will not be the case. And hopefully That will get settled. Now, Congress can do anything. Frankly, they can ignore it, which right. they have 45 days. If July 18th occurs and they have done nothing, then it's as if the request never came. If things stay the way they are. They could decide, oh, let's do everything that the president asked for, or they could do a part of it and make a in token. We just don't know where that's going right. to go. We just hope that, you know, the funding remains. And it's not just, you know, the CPB. I mean, you think of things like arts and humanities and all of these things that
incredibly important for our culture, incredibly yeah. important for our quality of life.
Yeah, I think about that art, you know, which is what we, you know, what we try to achieve, what we try to be, and then things like the humanities, it tells us who we are, right. who we are as yeah. as a people, and it all has gotten caught up in all of these things. I mean, wasn't that long ago that Job Corps, you know, was defunded? I think they've got at least some of that funding back. Even for the station, we were one of seven stations in the country that were approved for a FEMA grant that comes through the CPB to provide backup power and all of that for our station, because this is Tornado Alley.
It's yeah,
of course.
Sure.
And in an emergency situation, we need to be able to stay on the air, and we yeah. haven't been able to afford that. Well, we were approved. I didn't even realize that other Louisiana stations had not been approved until the various
until
managers.
All of,
we
yeah.
all got together on a Zoom call, and they say, "Did any of you apply for that?" And go, "Well, yeah, we got the grant." And everybody's like, "We didn't." And that includes New Orleans. That includes Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So
yeah.
you know, these are important. They understand the importance, especially with the rural areas that we serve in particular.
So if this matters to you, if what we're talking about matters to you, pick up the phone and or get on your email and contact your representative, contact your senator. It's very, very important. They do listen. They're, if not the senator and the representative themselves, their staff certainly keeps up with how much interaction they get.
Tell them how important the arts are to all of us.
Amen. Kermit Poling, our life strategist today. We're working him hard, but maybe we'll feed him after this. Who knows? We'll be back. More strategies to come.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather's sausage, bold and true. Padres, bring in the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler. Strategies for living radio, your dose of radio rehab.
Welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Kermit Pauline with us today, the general manager of, and so much more for our community, but the general manager of Red River Radio. We are talking today about all that we've all been watching and listening about in the news, the potential cuts to that will affect public broadcasting. And so if you are concerned like Lauren and I are, please do what we do as American citizens. Let your voice be heard and pick up the phone. Go to your email and communicate. That's what we do in a democracy. Here we are right at, right at the celebration of our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about, isn't it, Kermit?
Absolutely, it is. And I like to think of public broadcasting as being one of the best things about America, because there are, if you travel the world, there are similar sounding broadcasting entities.
Right.
Many of them are true state radio. I mean, if you go to Germany or you go to Italy or if you go to the UK, you know, that is state sponsored. And it's not that they don't have other commercial options in those areas there, but it's the main difference here is that, yeah, there's some money that comes from the federal government through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but that essentially amounts to seed money to help stations to be able to collect other monies. And in fact, the amount of money that we get from the CPB is very dependent on what they call our NFFS, our non-federal funding.
Right.
So the more that we get from members who you know, donors who contribute to the station.
And those donors, some of them can give a small amount. Some of them can give a large amount. But there's no amount that doesn't help.
No, it absolutely does. But all of that affects how much we qualify for.
Right.
And then we have a whole bunch of things that we have to certify every single year. You know, Lauren, you'd mentioned earlier, you know, the educational aspect of things. We have to absolutely certify the educational content that we have. And all of the other, there are something like 30 questions that we have to certify every year. And then we have to provide all of that money. And then in terms of transparency, we go through an audit every year. Those audits, if you go to redriverradio.org, you can look for all of that. You can find our audits.
You can
see our annual financial report to the CPB, everything. And it's required for us to get that money. We have to have all of that.
You have to check all those.
There.
You have to check all those boxes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and I would say it sounds like a bunch of hoops we have to jump through, but
and
we do,
is.
And we want to. But we also want to make sure, just from the standpoint of how we operate, that information is there before we ask someone to contribute.
You've been doing this a long time, and you're a jewel. You're a gift to the community, as is Red River Radio. When you think about the impact, and we talk a lot here on Strategies about impact. When you think about the impact that Red River Radio has on our community over the time that you've been involved, what are you most proud of?
Oh, boy, because there are so many things.
Yeah,
honestly, the fact that we affect so many people. We have really a large listenership. A lot of people don't necessarily think that because we don't get the same kind of numbers that you might in the commercial world.
Right.
This was something that was worked out with the CPB decades ago.
Right.
But the chances are most people are listening in one form or another to us. We affect an awful lot of people. We affect a lot of people who can't afford or don't have the capability of getting, whether it's cultural programming or the music or whatever, that they cannot get it from another source. And the fact that we work so hard that everything that we produce is worthwhile and of a great quality. I think I'm really most proud of the level, the quality that we're able to put out over the air.
Yes.
Although this seems to be a word that you know, people kind of roll their eyes at every, you know, in terms of diversity, I'm talking about diverse programming. So, mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
If you're going to listen to blues, or if you're going to listen to jazz, or if you're going to listen to Celtic music, or if you're going to listen to space music.
Where else can you find that?
It is all here.
Where else can you find that?
That is absolutely it. If you're going to be informed, if you're going to want a program that is about music, that is about its history, we've got that. If you want to learn about... what's going on in the news, but not just a little 30-second thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's public broadcasting that has the capability to do long-form stories.
Deep, right. To go deep, yeah.
And we talk about driveway moments, you know, those moments where you don't want to move. You want to either listen to a piece of music or you want to hear the end of the story, and you sit there in your car waiting. Those are, I think, the most valuable things that we have to offer, because that happens all the time. People are affected by that all the time. So we affect so many people in such a positive way. And I think a way that really brings together the community. And the stations that I named, you know, all five of that are part of the network, we've actually created, when you think about it, another entity as a community. All of these people, you know, whether they're in Tyler or in Shreveport or Alexandria or even in Western Mississippi, they are all tied to the same listening that they do, and they share. And someone in Alexandria can learn about something that's going on here in the Shreveport community, or over in East Texas, and all of that, and it's all shared information.
And we are one big community.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. There are lines, but, you know, those lines are...
They disappear in radio waves.
Yeah, you can't see them in the sky.
No, you can't
see them looking around.
No, they're
only on the maps.
Yeah, you can't. And so these are things that I think we all... It's important that we think about. And I think what you are... You know, providing in terms of the on-air product is just amazing. What you mentioned, the locally produced shows. Name a few of the locally produced shows.
Boy. So they cover a wide range of topics. One of them is health matters, and I was actually thinking, well, you need to be on there because we do a mental health matters.
Yeah.
We both, you know, maybe should at some point. Every fourth. Thursday of the month, but it's a weekly program with physicians and scientists from our region here, all talking about health topics.
Yes.
We've covered everything over the year. It's produced by Renee Moran, who's the assistant manager at the station, but she's been producing that show for a long, long time. We have Bird Calls, which is, you mentioned Click and Clack at the top.
Yeah.
Imagine talking about birds instead. And we have Cliff Shackelford, who was an ornithologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. He's retired from that now, but he knows everything and anything about birds. We had Dr. Beverly Burden doing a program called What's Bugging You? That's about insects, because
I love it. I've heard that program, as a matter of fact.
We cover things. We have two programs that... are really about religious topics, about faith and illuminations. About faith is all denominations coming together. So
where else could you get that?
Yeah, well, us.
There you go.
To be honest.
There you go. Red River Radio. If you want more information, check them out online.
RedRiverRadio.org.
There you go. Yeah. Kermit Poling, our life strategist today, here on Strategies for Living. Let your voice be heard. That's what it's all about. We'll be back. More strategies to come.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back in. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We have had a special treat today, haven't we?
Yeah.
Kermit Poling. Kermit.
Yeah. You're going to have to come back.
Yeah, please.
I would love to. This has been very enjoyable.
Will you promise to not be a stranger and come back?
I do. I will indeed. Absolutely.
All right. And in the meantime, we always ask our live, you know, we call our guests life strategists. Mm-hmm. We always ask our life strategists, what do you want to leave us with today? What parting thought would you like to leave the Strategies for Living listeners with today here?
Well, if it's one thought, I would say that we have an awful lot to be appreciative here where we live. And that is everything affecting everything from the arts and the culture. Of course, I've been heavily involved with that. But we obviously do a lot of that at Red River Radio. Just so much that makes life special and worth living in our community. And I would say if these are things that really matter to you, speak up about it. Get involved. And whether it's something like Red River Radio or the Shreveport Symphony or the Opera or the Ballet or any of these other organizations, the Red River Revel, any of those, get involved and help make them better as well. Film Prize, Robinson. I mean, my gosh, the list goes on.
The list goes on and on. Absolutely. Kermit, thank you so much for the work that you do in our community. And keep on keeping on, my friend.
Thank you so much.
If we can help you in any way, you know we're here.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. You know, we do this each and every day just for you. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and you know what? Some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Kermit Poling, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.